each year every parish in the diocese is invited to or is asked to receive a religious group or community or whatever the need may be to come and make appeal for the particular missions that they are engaged in. So this evening we have the Franciscan Sisters of Allegheny, and Sister, one of you is going to talk, because Father Carlos told me I didn't have to prepare a sermon tonight, and I didn't. So Sister Mary Ellen, are you the speaker this evening? Please welcome Sister Mary Ellen.
Good evening. First, I apologize for being late for Mass. We came from Tampa and we're staying at the Red Roof Inn down on Colonial Drive, and we got various directions. One was turn right, one was turn left, so we ended up out with a bunch of stores, so you probably know where we were. So I do apologize. And as Father said, my name is Sister Mary Ellen. I'm a Franciscan sister of Allegheny. Allegheny is a small little village in upper New York, western New York. It's about 60 miles southwest of Buffalo. So it's a place with lots of cold weather and snow. But it's surrounded by beautiful, we call them mountains, but they're really foothills. So it's a beautiful location. And our congregation was founded there in 1859 by one of the friars from St. Bonaventure University, which is practically across the street from our house. Our congregation started here in the United States, mainly in education for the immigrants, children of the immigrants. We started many schools. Eventually, we had hospitals in the north and here in the south, in Tampa, in St. Petersburg, in West Palm Beach, and in Miami. And these missions were founded to serve the sick, especially the poor, and African-American communities who were not accepted at the other hospitals. And our congregation continued to grow through that, and we had maybe 200 schools throughout the United States where we served the poor, mostly in Mississippi and in North Carolina and so on. Today, we still serve here in the United States. Our missions have changed. As you know, there's very few sisters in Catholic schools now, but our work there is really finished. Lay people are certainly able to take over, and we have been called to other work, social work, working in soup kitchens, serving the poor in other ways. Here in the United States, in New York City, we have what we call the dwelling place, which is a home or a shelter for homeless women, where they can go and stay for up to a year, where their needs, spiritual, physical, and mental needs are taken care of. They're given help in finding jobs and permanent living. In Tampa area, we have volunteers at Trinity Cafe, which feeds the homeless and the poor. In St. Petersburg, we do the same. So we continue our work also in medical field. As our congregation continued to grow and the needs of the people continued to grow, we were asked to go to foreign missions. Presently, we serve in Jamaica, Brazil, and Bolivia. In Jamaica was our first foreign mission, and the sisters went there on banana boats, literally. And when they arrived in Jamaica, it was certainly not the commercials that we see on TV for the lovely places like Sandals and so on with the resort areas. Their people are very, very poor. Many do not have electricity, running water in their houses. They go to a common place, a pipe, to get water. And that's where they go each day to carry it back home. And this is more of the population of Jamaica and Kingston rather than the resorts. From there, we were asked to go to Brazil. And in Brazil, we have many schools and also a hospital and a clinic for the poor. And our schools in Brazil serve mainly the poor. Children that would have no education otherwise. The meals are often provided for them at these places as well as in Jamaica, where the people can get food, especially the children in school. As you know here, many children depend on meals from school. It's the same there. And from there, we went to Bolivia. And the sisters in Bolivia went out from where their convent was to the country to serve the poor, and they were very poor. Again, no running water, no electricity. We continue to serve in these areas today. We depend on contributions to our mission society for help for these people. Our sisters work the best they can with as little as possible. And our mission society was founded to help support our missions and those missions here in the United States where we serve, as well as the foreign countries. And we ask you to help us in serving these people. Your contributions go 100% to these missions. Nothing, the grant was left to us and a fund in somebody's will to take care of the expenses for running our mission society. So we're fortunate enough that we don't have to pay salaries or so on from money that is donated to us for the missions. And we ask that you help us in a way of contributing as much as possible, and by your prayer. We don't ask that you shortchange yourself by contributing to us. We know you have your own families to feed and your own children, but the least you can give us to help certainly makes a difference. And if you can't afford to give anything, that's fine too. We just ask you to pray for us, and we will pray for you. And today's gospel certainly fits in with our mission of going, being sent out as the 72 were sent, and not to take extra things with them. The extra tunic, extra sandals, and so on. And that's how our sisters go, depending on the providence of God, the donations of others. So we ask you to please help us as much as you can. As I said, anything is appreciated. And we will certainly remember you in our prayers, in our parish. The convent that I live in Tampa, is a retirement house for well-aged sisters. We're also a house of intercessory prayer. And people call us and ask us to pray for things, and we have a book that we write those down. And I will certainly put Resurrection Parish and the people of the parish into our book, and you will be prayed for every day. And I thank you for whatever help you can give us. And remember, we will be praying for you. Thank you.
This
second collection this evening that goes totally to the Allegheny Franciscans. So please be as generous as you can.